Welcome to Beyond the Donation, a podcast powered by DonorDoc. Our goal is to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies to further your fundraising and to teach you how to build your best donor relationships beyond their donation. Now on to the show with your host, Matt Bitsigay.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Donation. I'm your host, Matt Bitsigay. And joining me today is our friend, Maddie Craig with Blue Cipher Bookkeeping. Maddie, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Why don't you just take a second and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Blue Cipher Bookkeeping so that everyone kind of knows who you are and what you guys do.
Sure. So I am from the Fargo, North Dakota area, and I live here. I started Blue Cipher Bookkeeping as a remote firm, though. So even though I'm based out of North Dakota, we work with clients across the United States. And really, I got into bookkeeping and accounting because I was actually a grants manager at a private foundation in my previous career. And so I was on the other side of trying to get numbers from people and help them understand and show grants and funders good that they were doing. And a lot of times they didn't have those numbers. So that's really where I saw there was much more of a need on side of the nonprofits to actually support them and get those numbers organized, really help them find the data that's going to tell their organization's story the best way possible. So in Blue Cipher Bookkeeping, we work with both businesses and nonprofits to really help them tell that story of their organization and really make bookkeeping easy, efficient, and understandable for them so that they can actually make those confident business decisions and focus on growing their mission.
Yeah, that's really important. And I think, you know, that accounting side of things can be scary to people for sure. So having a trusted partner that can help you there is really powerful for a lot of nonprofits. What's a typical nonprofit customer of yours look like? I mean, just like size of the organization, you know, annual revenue or number of team members. I mean, do you work with a broad range or is there kind of a target size in there that really works well for you?
Yeah, we typically work with small to medium nonprofits. So we do help people that are just getting started out with starting their nonprofit, making sure that they have that firm foundation of financial setup and ready to go. You really want to make sure that you've got that solid foundation of knowing what you want to track so that from day one, you can be tracking that as you need to so that as you grow, you have that data to actually use and leverage. So we help people that are just getting started and want to make sure that their accounting is set up properly for nonprofits. Since it is such a distinct world from for-profit accounting, we know that's very different. So we make sure that it gets set up right from the start. And then we work with clients that are maybe more medium sized. So they do have team members and employees, and they've started to have some more of those expanded programs and services, which also means that they have a lot more reporting and a lot more responsibilities to their board and the grantors and the people that are funding their organization.
And so as you're working with these, you know, let's say like newer people, so somebody's considering starting a new nonprofit like that, we find that that can be a really challenging spot to be in. Is there so many rules and so many things that go into properly setting up a nonprofit when it related to just accounting and, you know, tax agencies, IRS, the state agencies? Like, what kind of advice do you have for somebody who's maybe in that position and is trying to navigate what that looks like to get that started?
Yeah, it's definitely important to know what you're getting into. Just like any business, you have to know the regulations and they are very different. So understanding what kind of nonprofit you're going to be setting up, you know, even within the nonprofit sector, how you are taxed or tracking things for a religious organization versus a different type of nonprofit that might also have services can look really different. So I definitely recommend talking to professionals in legal and in taxes and then with accounting as well. Make sure that you have somebody that understands nonprofit accounting and nonprofit taxes because it is a different world. And we know that when you're starting a nonprofit, it's because you're passionate about a cause and you're passionate about something, but it doesn't mean that you're an expert in all of these other fields, even though it is that necessary evil of getting it started. You need those things. So really, it's a matter of surround yourself with the right resources, the right people that can help you with those things so that you can grow the organization, but do it the correct way. And there are so many resources, like in our community, I know for sure there's some great foundations and just nonprofit resources. So take advantage of those. A lot of times they'll have great support for people that are getting started, because there are tons of people starting nonprofits every day and they've been through that and they understand the struggle that can come with that. So you're not alone, and you just need to be able to find those resources that'll help you.
And I suppose, you know, for somebody starting up, there's this concern about, oh, there's an added expense there if I talk to a lawyer or an accountant. But I think the advice is it's worth spending that up front and making sure things are set up properly, because if you don't, it will potentially cost you a lot more down the road as an organization if you're trying to deal with you know, things that were done improperly at the beginning.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is so important to have that from the start. And in many ways, like I'd mentioned, there you have a lot more responsibilities and a lot more eyes looking at you as a nonprofit, because you've got your board, you've got these external supporters, and you are very responsible for this money and making sure that it is doing what you're saying it's doing. So that's really where you need those details in there, and you need to have them correct.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. You know, in your opinion, like there's all sorts of accounting tools and software and things out there in the space. Like what have you seen work best for like small or growing nonprofits from a, like a tools perspective? We get that question a lot.
So in my firm, we specialize in QuickBooks Online in particular. So that's really where we work best, but really whatever software or tool that you're looking at, it's really, can you use it to its fullest? So, you know, if you get QuickBooks and you don't know how to use it, and it's not really, it's taking you more effort and strain and stress to try and figure it out, well, maybe you're better off with something more simple. So it's really a matter of, if you're going to use software, make sure that you understand what it's going to do and how to utilize that. When we set up a new client in QuickBooks Online for a nonprofit, setup and the whole customization and even the processes of how you enter things looks very different than if we were setting it up for a normal business and what they're tracking and what they're entering. So knowing what you're getting into with software is important. But there's also a lot of resources like TechSoup where you can get discounted rates on software that'll help. So QuickBooks Online, you can get really good discounts for nonprofits with that. So I think you should definitely take advantage of those things. And then also know that one software doesn't have to be the like be all end all. You don't have to find that one software that fits everything. There's still reports or things that we do outside of QuickBooks because we can customize it a little bit more. We can look at more specific details without having to use that. And then of course, like CRM systems. So DonorDoc, obviously, having those pieces that are specific for nonprofits where you're not using business-specific software, because a lot of their purposes are just different and it might not have the tools you need or be maybe overkill for what you need.
Yeah. And I would assume that with QuickBooks Online as an example, and that's one that we hear a lot, I think a lot of our customers use it. Like there's ways to set that up to really fit well with a nonprofit. And that's one of the areas where you guys come in and can make sure that those things are set up properly and configured properly to work. Do you work like, I'm a big proponent of cloud software nowadays, like trying to move things off of computers at your own, you know, within your own walls and getting them to the cloud. I think sometimes people worry about security and things like that with those, but my argument is always, you know, would you rather have the best network engineers in the world keeping your stuff safe and secure or trying to do it yourself? Like, what do you feel like from a security perspective? I mean, you're very confident in QuickBooks Online security and how they do those things, right?
Absolutely. There is, of course, the security concern, and there you want to make sure that what you're using is going to protect you. And software like QuickBooks, they do use bank level like security on their accounts. So that is very much secure and a good option. And when you get away from having things just on a computer, you do protect yourself a lot more too, because it is less of the physical items, right? Like it used to be, you'd write passwords down on a piece of paper, but it's just as easy to steal that. So having cloud-based things does add a layer of protection that way. It also allows you to access it from anywhere, which we saw with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone had to suddenly work remotely. So how do you do that safely, but also be able to access it when and where you need it. Most executive directors I know are usually running around and doing a lot of things, but they still want to have a pulse on the books. So doing that helps us collaborate with them remotely and have that data available for them. But that's where you always make sure you've got that like two-factor authentication set up. You've got those extra pieces to make sure that you are protecting your own computer or assets. And then having the cloud-based pieces as well also allows audit trails. So that's where you shouldn't be sharing logins, and things like QuickBooks has a separate login for your accountant and a separate login for you so that you can see exactly who's in the software, who's doing what. And it really allows for some more of those checks and balances that way.
And then in addition, you know, they're going to take care of things like backing your data up for you. I mean, you're running other solutions on your own computer, for example, and it's really up to you to kind of do that and store those in a safe place. And these cloud-based solutions kind of take care of that for you, which I think is really, really helpful. You touched on something a little bit ago with, you know, just having the right tools in place, not just with accounting, but with other parts. And I think one of the questions we get from prospects at times is, well, we use QuickBooks Online. Why would we need a CRM to store information about our donors? And, you know, I think it's like, it's really important to kind of differentiate what those things are. You know, the accounting tool being your source of truth for the financial side of things, whereas your CRM or your donor management tool is really more about the touch points. And yes, it has information about transactions in it, but it's also about relationship building. Like, what would you tell listeners that are trying to figure out the difference between, like, you know, I'm going to use QuickBooks Online. What else should I use, or why do I need something else?
That's a great question. It really is, are you looking to grow and scale your organization? Something like QuickBooks is good, obviously, for accounting, but it wasn't built to be a personalized way to interact with your donors. So you can make do with it, right? Like for a small organization, we may say, yeah, just start tracking things at least in QuickBooks so that you have something and you've got that information. But as you're growing, and if you're going to have a larger donor base, you're going to want to be having those touch points with them, communicating with them. And QuickBooks is not for that. It's for the internal accounting purposes. And once they grow to a certain point, we typically say, you know, you've got your high-level financial data there, and then you can have the individual donor information, their specific statement of here's every time they gave and all of those specifics in your donor software. And you don't need to have both of that. Or we have seen it where they use QuickBooks, but they also use a donor management system. And they match perfectly, which is fine. But that is a lot of work, and you don't necessarily need that. But the donor software is going to give you much more information on the actual people that you are working with and much more of that personalized touch. Whereas the accounting, you don't need to get into the weeds as much with that.
Yeah. And I think there's also just, for especially as you grow as a nonprofit, is, you know, not necessarily needing to have all of your team members have access to your accounting software is probably a pretty good thing. Whereas they can get what they need in these other purpose-built systems that are designed for what they're designed for. So I think there's an advantage there too. You know, one of the questions we get a lot, I find it can be kind of a confusing topic for people, or just maybe something that they really don't understand super well, is the idea of fund accounting and like, how does that fit in on the nonprofit side? And you know, we don't have to go too in the weeds, but can you kind of give our listeners that like 101 of what fund accounting is and when and why it makes sense to do it?
Yeah. So fund accounting is really looking at the different buckets of where your money is coming and going. So for like the 990 and those regulations, you know, you do have to track things of how much are you spending on fundraising versus general operating versus your actual program where you say you're doing what you're doing. So on the basic level, you need at least that for those tax purposes. But to get into it deeper, you want to know that for yourself as well, because having that clarity on where your money really is going will help you tell the story of your organization a lot better. Of saying, you know, if you want to tell a bigger picture than just thanks for the money, we helped people, you need to know to be able to tell a potential grantor, here's the program, here's how much it truly costs to implement this. And if you gave us your gift of whatever we're asking for, it'll really help go towards this exact program and these costs versus here's our entire budget, everything, when you're including general operating, when you're including fundraising, and then you've got maybe three different programs that are all kind of muddled in there. Being able to separate out those buckets and say, and see exactly where your expenses are going really can help you take that a lot farther.
Yeah. And I think a lot of our customers even go so far as like through their online fundraising where they allow a donor to even specify sometimes a certain fund they want their dollars to go to. And so it's, you know, ensuring that you try and live up to that from a, you know, from a stewardship perspective, that those dollars truly are going where that donor asked for them to go. And then in the tracking on that's really important. So I think that's really helpful for people. Like I said, it's kind of one of those questions we get quite a bit. And I think just trying to like distill that down, it's not super complicated, but you know, it is something that you have to be purposeful about, I think so.
Yeah, it definitely requires a higher level of detail, which is why nonprofit accounting can get so complex. And especially when you are talking about specifically restricted funds as well, you know, whether that's a grant that's restricted to purposes or not, tracking those expenses against that income, and then also showing that the expenses that you're accounting as being part of that grant aren't also being counted against some other thing of what other donations are going towards, being able to separate that out is so important.
And I assume QuickBooks Online has the capability to track that. I mean, does it use classes? Like, how do you track the fund type accounting in QuickBooks Online?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways in there, and it is kind of dependent on where you want to see things and how you want to track things. Classes is great for getting those top, like, categories of what you want. Kind of usually we say no more than five, depending on how big or small the organization is, but just to have those big buckets of you've got general operating, you've got fundraising, and then you've got maybe the top three programs or the big umbrellas that the general work is going into. And then you can get more specific of using like project tracking, almost like job costing of you can have the specific grants and really get more into the weeds with those things specifically and doing it different ways in QuickBooks based on what you want to show will help you figure out where you need to enter it so that it shows up on the right reports and that you can pull the data you need when you want it.
That makes a lot of sense. Maddie, tell our listeners how they can find out more about Blue Cypher Bookkeeping if they're, you know, if they need someone to help them either set up their new nonprofit or even just, you know, kind of take a level up on the accounting bookkeeping side. Where can they find out more about you guys?
Yeah, so we do have our website, bluecypherbooks.com, they can go to. We're actually revamping it right now, so we'll have a really awesome blog and actually some nonprofit-specific resources that we're going to be sharing on there. And we are pretty active on both Facebook and LinkedIn under Blue Cypher Bookkeeping, so you can follow us there. And you can connect with me directly on LinkedIn, too. I always welcome that interaction, too. So our website also has a contact form if they'd actually like to set up a free consultation where we actually will review their books or discuss, you know, what questions they might have and see if we'd be a good fit to help them going forward.
And just to reiterate, you guys, you'll work with people all over the country. It doesn't have to be a local, you're kind of a remote shop, so you can work with people anywhere.
Yeah, correct. We really streamline things and we use a lot of this cloud-based technology to make things easy and efficient no matter where you are. So as long as we're a good fit for your needs, we will definitely see if it's a good fit.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. We like to kind of wrap up our interviews and give you a chance to share like a tip or a tool for our listeners that will help them, you know, maybe more efficiently operate their nonprofit. And we like to focus on things beyond the donation with this. So what are some things or what's a tip or a tool that our listeners can really get some value out of as far as you're concerned?
You know, I think one of the simplest things that people can do is start saving digital files. You know, paper files were definitely what you had to use before. But now that we've got all of these cloud-based options like OneDrive, Dropbox, even when you're small, you know, if you can just start taking a picture of that, they've got the apps where you can scan a full document. just take a picture of your receipt when you get it. And that way, no matter what happens to that physical receipt, it gets lost, it gets faded. You have those digital records there. Save your bank statements. I always say that in case, you know, if you close an account, even though the bank has to keep it for you, sometimes they'll charge you to get a physical copy of those. Mm-hmm. So keeping digital files, using this cloud-based software makes it so much easier to find things when you need it later, because it's a lot easier if you name things certain ways, or at least have the vendor name or date on the file name, that you can just search for Menards if you wanted to remember what you bought there, versus trying to dig through that shoebox of receipts or that pile of papers on your desk. So that's always my one tip, is make sure that you're saving all your records and try to use that cloud-based software.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. I kind of structure mine by year, and then inside that I've got different folders for different types of, you know, receipts and different things. And I've found that both for me and for our accountant, it is definitely a much better system than when I used to keep things on paper. So I would wholeheartedly agree with you on that one. Maddie, thank you so much for joining me on Beyond the Donation. I think our listeners will really benefit from hearing more about, you know, things they can be doing from an accounting perspective, and just some of those things that for those of us who don't live in that every day, I think can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming. And I think you've done a great job of kind of breaking that down for people. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the day, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Beyond the Donation podcast. We're grateful you tuned in today. For more information about our guests and to view the show notes, resources, and links from today's show, head over to beyondthedonation.com. Here's to furthering your mission and driving more impact beyond the donation.